Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
18 minutes now, it is past 5 o'clock. The Labour Party of South Africa is one of the parties who are unable to comply with the deadline of the IEC to have the submissions of all candidates list by the 8th of March because they say there were glitches with the IEC's online portal. They approached the electoral court to have the IEC reopen the portal for submissions. That application was dismissed, and now the Labour Party is launching an application to the Constitutional Court. Joining me on the line now is the interim executive member of the Labour Party of South Africa, Joseph Matunjwa. Joseph, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Perhaps if you can expand a little bit more on why you've decided to take this matter to the Constitutional Court.
Yes, as we know that justice delay is the justice denied. We put our case from High Court with regard to these glitches, challenges that we are facing, and the High Court referred us to Electoral Court, of which we launched our case or filed our case, which it took them a month to pronounce on this matter. And out of five judges, two judges, they were in favor of us with the issues that we raised. These learned judges agreed with our argument and said that this digital is a divide of me, of it suggests that it was quite very unfair to force such untested technologies to the new parties. But however, when they denied us the opportunity by delaying us to pronounce, and then at the end of the day, they did lastly pronounce to say, yes, our case was not in our favor. Hence, we approach the Constitutional Court because we feel very strong that this delayed and also these glitches was not out of our own doing. It was the system that they put, especially for the new political parties that want to be part of the elections, which we're frustrated by such system.
The other parties, including the African Congress for Transformation, as well as the African Alliance for Social Democrats. The two electoral court judges are Professor Poko and Acting Judge Shongwe, who were of the view that other avenues could have been made available to submit the list of party candidates. What arguments then are you going to be taking to the Constitutional Court?
In as much as one would like to get into that, but the matter is sub judice, I won't be able to go to the nitty-gritties of the case itself. But the fact of the matter, we feel that what has happened to us is a travesty of justice, what has happened to Labour Party and many other parties that they wanted to be part of these elections. And remember, this was promulgated only in June 2023, tailor-made for the new parties that you need to prove to have 63,000 supporters, of which indeed we managed to get the number in terms of their amendment of Section 27. But however, through their glitches, we couldn't finish what was supposed to. And remember, previously, we only submitted, you were given two opportunities. One, you can upload. Two, you can submit the list of your candidate physically. But we as a new party, we have to upload these thousands and thousands, not just signatures. You must put the ID, you must put the name and cell numbers. And again, this system was easily kicking some of the supporters out without giving you a reason why it's not accepting some of the names. And also, you must make sure that those signatures are people that are registered for the vote of 2024. And we feel very strong that denying a Labour Party of South Africa an opportunity to represent South Africans who want to associate, in particular those who are earning salary like yourself, we don't have a voice in this Parliament of South Africa. where the rights of the workers and those who are unemployed, I mean, they don't have a voice in this parliament. So by denying the Labour Party an opportunity to represent the working class, is a class issue. This is not about race and colour. It's a class issue. So therefore, we feel strong that we've got a case that the Concord will rule in our favour.
And ruling in your favour will result in an adjustment of the electoral calendar. We are 40 days away from the election. And if the Constitutional Court is to hear your matter and consider it favourably, it will then mean a postponement of the election from the date of the 29th of May, won't it?
Yes, you are correct. But that is not our own doing. Can you imagine if this case couldn't delay, the IEC didn't delay for the whole month? This matter could have been resolved easily, because maybe the electoral court could have given us, 48 hours or a week to say, okay, we see you, you've made your national list, you've made some of your provincial list, it's just a matter of, document, go and fix it. I mean, we could have been fixed, it wouldn't be dragging everyone to court. Now, electoral commission must come to court as a first respondent. Second respondent is the state president, and the fourth respondent will be all the registered political parties. And yes, indeed, that will need to change the timetable of the electoral election.
Are you going it alone, Joseph, or will you be calling on the other aggrieved parties to come along with you on this ride?
Yes, they are. I think they're about six now, which they're going to be more. They'll be indicted with a lot of application, this IEC. And also, we shouldn't shy away to say that the integrity of the IEC has been put into a spotlight. Remember, firstly, earlier, before this, there were list of some party candidates that were leaked through the IEC. Two, you remember that the Arise South Africa was, they communicated that they are part of the ballot. And then subsequent to that, they changed. They said, no, that's an error. So you could see clearly that IEC is overwhelmed. IEC, its credibility is being challenged. And so why should we suffer? It's like, for instance, you go to the airport 2 hours, 3 hours earlier. You are waiting for your flight. If you have to go through the gate, the system failed. Whose fault is it? It's not my fault. It's the fault of the system. They should have another avenue to say, if the system is failing, what other manual way of opening, the gate? And if the flight, leave, and then I've been in the airport for more than 2 hours, I was in the gate 2 hours or 1 hour before, whose fault is it? So this is the same scenario that we are facing. It's a fault of the IEC because they want to protect the old boys club.
Joseph, I will note that I did have the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer from the IEC on yesterday, and he claimed that there was nothing wrong with the system, and that was an argument that they'll continue making in the courts. But we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Joseph Matundra, the Interim Executive Member of the Labour Party of South Africa, taking the decision by the IEC to the Constitutional Court, and in part asking for a postponement of the election on the 29th of May.